SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says the U.S. Navy will immediately start a blockade to stop ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz. This decision follows failed U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan. The president aims to control the waterway, which is crucial for global oil supplies to weaken Iran's economic leverage. In an interview with Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, the president says he believes negotiations are not over with Iran.
In one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing, they wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that, but I do believe they're going to come to the table on this, because nobody can be so stupid as to say that we want to have nuclear weapons and they have no cards. They have no cards whatsoever.
President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance is in question. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least one person is dead and six others wounded after a mass shooting at a Chick-fil-A in North Jersey last night. Police are still looking for a masked gunman who opened fire inside the restaurant on Route 22 in Union Township just before 9 p.m. This is SRN News. Christians like tithing online.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spent hours Tuesday before the state education board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners to 12th graders. The board is also considering social study standards that have been criticized as too state-centric. This is SRN News. Patrons are lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Master's Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's gnome is unique, and this year's edition features a gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Trouble with your sense of smell may be an early sign of Alzheimer's. New research from German scientists found that immune cells in the brain actively destroy smell-related nerve fibers. The damage begins in early stages of Alzheimer's, long before cognitive decline. The findings could help identify at-risk patients earlier and improvement treatment timing. More details at srnnews.com.